going emo band. Keep it going emo band. Like a punk band, back for more. But it's not the decade before. There's a shadow behind you on the wall. Don't deny what you can't recall. Those bridges are burning too. Don't burn it all down.
Too Much Rock podcast number 780. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from friend of the podcast, The Reds, Pinks, and Purples. The song was Emo Band. It's on the band's new album, Acknowledge Kindness, which came out April 25th on Fire Records. That is, of course, the project of Glenn Donaldson, based out of San Francisco, California. He is a prolific songwriter with a sound he's sort of trademarked there and lyrics that are just fantastic, and that song is no different. If you like that one, give the whole album a listen. You're going to enjoy what he's up to. I got music for you this week. I'm going to jump into the Wayback Machine and go back to 1981 for this one. It's The Boyfriends and the song Wrapped Up in a Dream.
Come on, girl. Don't stay wrapped up in your world.
The Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from the Neighborhoods from Boston, Massachusetts, and the song Shake. That was on the band's album Fire Is Coming, which was released in 1981 on Mustang Records, a power pop records of sorts. One of those ones you just pick up out of the bin and you think, well, I'll give that one a shot. It didn't look like that one was ever reissued. Doesn't look like that one has ever been issued on CDs. So my copy might be a rare one. Who knows? Before that, we heard from the Boyfriends with the song Wrapped Up in a Dream. That was originally a 1981 single, though I think I found that on the Wrapped Up in a Dream compilation that was released in 2023 by Reminder Records. That band based out of New York, they are very much a part of the late 70s and early 80s New York Bowery scene. That song there, a little peppier than some of the others. Some of it kind of straight up power pop. I like everything that's going on that record. I like that record a lot. All right, I guess I should continue on here. I got more music for you. This one's from Sobs. The song is called Air Guitar.
Trajectory. Maybe it's time we recognize the fires we are igniting.
too much rock ghost pop there. That is Imperial April with the song Release Me from the band's self-titled album that came out in 2023. Don't know a whole lot about that Melbourne, Australia band, but I like what's going on there. Before that, we heard from Sobs with the song Air Guitar, and that is the title track of their album that came out in 2022 on Top Shelf Records, that band based out of Singapore. Both of those a little bit power pop, but mostly just straight up pop, right? And I enjoy that. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep it coming back week after week. I got a couple here for you. Let's play one from Mike and the Mirrors. This song is called Hungry, Hungry Heart.
I gotta get up. I gotta get up. I'm
that was The Sun Charms from Sheffield in the UK. The song is Midnight Train, and it's on the band's latest album, Darkening Sky, which came out on March 5th on Sunday Records. Love that label, love that band, kind of born out of that C86 sound. Their first run was kind of late 80s to early 90s, then they disappeared for a while, but they've been back for a bit, putting out really good records. Before that, we heard from Micah and the Mirrors with the song Hungry Hungry Heart. That's on the new album Liar's Chair, which will be out this Friday, May 1st, on Spaghetti Town Records or Wanda Records, depending on where you are in the world. You remember Micah as Micah Morris, the lead singer of Fast Eddie, based out of Denver, I think. Though this album is a little different. It's a solo record. It sounds like, I don't know, did he move to New York, hang out with Julian Casablancas? It definitely sounds like The Strokes. Some good songs in there still, but not quite what I was expecting. Anyway, we are out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 780, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Looking over the concert calendar, there's fun things coming up here. On the 28th, we've got Still Ill playing at Skate Bar with Corners of the Sky. Buckethead is playing that day at the Madrid. On the 29th, Pentagram is coming to the Record Bar. On the 30th, you got Shiner at Record Bar, Jorge Arena Trio at Minibar, and True Lions at Electric Park. Into May, we've got AFI at the Truman on the 1st, Glixen at the Bottleneck, Toasters at the Minibar, and Dressy Bessie at the Replay. That's a hard one to figure out. On the 2nd, Bill Callahan comes to the Record Bar. Military Gun plays at Liberty Hall. Unwed Sailor at the Minibar. Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit at the Uptown on the 3rd. Lords of Acid at the Warehouse on the 4th. On the 6th, Full Bloods play at Hillsiders. Terry Quinn is at Electric Park on the 7th. Slackers play at the Record Bar on the 8th. Reggie and the Full Effect play at Bite Social on the 8th. That is the little room behind the Warehouse on Broadway. On the 8th is also the REM and Replacements tribute at Lemonade Park, and that might be fun to go to. Looking over at the website, we do have new photos, videos, and my thoughts of the Mintfield Reviser and Elska show that happened, almost a month ago at this point. And of course, I have saved time for one more, and not quite coincidentally, it is from the band Elska. I'm going to play the song Poema. That is the track that ends the album Dancing Alone that was released in 2024, self-released but available on beautiful vinyl. The band is the project of Laura Boland, based out of Kansas City, Missouri, and it is a sort of alt, but a little bit of the new age sort of feel. Live, I think it has a lot more maybe Kate Bush to it, maybe even a little bit of This Mortal Coil, but this one is definitely very transcendent and beautiful, and a great way to end the podcast, just as it was a great way to end the Dancing Alone album. So we're going to end things here with Elska and the song Poema. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.